45 years ago this weekend, the band REM performed together for the first time. The group from Athens, Georgia, went on to become superstars and left a permanent mark on their hometown. Reporter Melanie Peoples takes us there.
Let's just say you can get there from here. All it takes is the right frame of mind. You don't take a trip to Athens. You make a pilgrimage. Get in your car and point it towards Athens. Now you're ready for some driving music. The world outside blurs past you, fields dividing one by one. Take a break when you need to, Driver 8. And the train conductor says, take a break, Driver 8, take a break, we can't reach our destination. You have reached your destination.
We're standing here at the site of St. Mary's Episcopal Church.
Paul Butchert gives tours to people from all over the world who come here for one reason.
It was here in 1980 that REM played their first show.
The church building is long gone, torn down to make way for condos, but the brick and stone steeple remains, a monument to where it all started. But if you really want to go back to the beginning, you're going to go to downtown Athens, to the Wuxtry Record Store. Not the main one, but the boxcar-sized building on the side. This is the exact space where Wuxtry employee Peter Buck met a customer named Michael Stipe, who kept coming back and buying cool records. They struck up a friendship and, in true Athens fashion, a band. This one goes out to... And 7 years later, a big hit. This one goes out to the one
I've left behind. This is the real deal.
Nick Bonnell, who plays in his own band, has worked here a little over a year. And though it's been 14 years since REM disbanded, the fans keep turning up.
All kinds of people come to this store asking questions about the history.
Nick offers to let you sit in the chair that might be the same stool Peter Buck sat on. But you're trying to be cool, so you decline. Besides, it's time for lunch.
You said you had squash casserole? Can I get squash casserole and...
Southern specialties are on the menu at Weaver D's, where owner Dexter Weaver is likely to call you doll baby when you tell him what you want.
What kind of cake was that?
It don't matter. They're all good. Outside the little green brick building is the sign with the restaurant's slogan, Automatic for the People. REM liked it so much, they named an album after it. When Weaver, a tall, jolly man of 70, tells the story, he says, we were nominated for Album of the Year, like he was on the album.
I was. They got the title from me. So is we.
REM even took Weaver up to New York for the Grammys. When he came back home, sacks of fan mail started rolling in. Those who couldn't travel here to eat ordered t-shirts. Half a mile away is maybe the most iconic REM landmark of them all, the Murmur Trestle, an old wooden railroad bridge immortalized in a black and white, pure Southern Gothic photo on the back cover of their 1983 album. Today's bridge is a reconstruction, but it looks a lot like the old one. It spans a little creek in a lush green ravine. Bring your album cover and take a photo with it. This is where we walk. This is where we swam. Take a picture here. Take a souvenir. Happy birthday, REM. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples in Athens, Georgia.